producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I talked to you about the housing situation and my fiance.
Right.
And you suggested to build a new house.
Okay. Well, what I was saying, you own a house, as I recall, that has no mortgage on it. It's been in the family for a long time.
Yep.
That she, and I said that there were several issues. That, and your concern was her son. Well, it sounds like there were two concerns. One is that you have a big house, but it's yours, and she has a son. And so the two issues were, where do we live, and does the son live with us? And I said it sounded to me that part of it was just her willingness or her wish to start off fresh together, and that you didn't have to sell your house, that you could rent it or whatever. But if the issue was her son not living with y'all once you were married, that if you have a big house with a lot of bedrooms, you're going to have a hard time negotiating that. So they had to be treated as two separate issues. So you went to her and said, okay, let's build a new house. And she said...
Yep. She says, well, okay. And I says, but she just bought a house 2 years ago. She can't get out because the housing market's bad. And I says, well, she has a son and a daughter that's 18, but she's in college. I said, that's great. I says, but your son has three jobs and is living in the home and not paying any utilities or rent. I said, if I build a $200,000 home and you want him to live with us, I think he should be able to pay some rent. And she just went off the handle and said, none of my children are ever going to pay rent if they live with us or not. And I didn't know what to say.
All right, let me suggest a different... I think the two of you have some issues that may need to get resolved, and the house is just the place that they're going to kind of float around. But one of the possibilities, move her into your house, let her keep her house and let her kids live there, and she can pay the expenses there, and you don't care.
I said the exact same thing. I said, that way you can, if something would happen, you would have a place to go back to.
No, that's not why.
We don't disrupt the children's life.
Gary, saying to your about-to-be bride, if something goes wrong, at least you'll have a fallback position, is not considered romantic.
I meant she was keeping the equity in her home, and we're not disrupting her children's life.
And so what did she say about that?
Well, we're all going to live together.
Gary, I think you, how long have you guys been dating each other?
7-8 months.
I think the two of you have some things to resolve.
I've been through a year of counseling. She won't take any.
Well, but Gary, I mean, look, it takes 9 to 12 months to know somebody. The two of you have just banged into the fact that you have a completely different idea about what marriage is, what family is, and the place of kids in it. This relationship may not be viable.
Oh, I agree. I've pondered that thought, too. But I've always heard you say that if there's children and they're 21, 22, not going to school and have
Gary,
a job, it's just being a little...
Gary, I'm not disagreeing with you. They ain't your kids.
Okay.
You're not. You're preaching to the choir. Do I think a 21-year-old should be having three jobs and living at home and not paying rent? No. They're not my kids. They're not your kids. They're her kids.
Right.
She's not going to go along with it. The two of you have just run into a major stumbling block. My guess is if you really look, there are probably some other stumbling blocks the two of you have run into.
Well, you've got to be right there, and I haven't come across them yet, but I've never said anything about our children because it's never been my place. I've always agreed with you on that, but where we got to the point where they were in my home...
I got it. Gary, my dear, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying the two of you may have an insurmountable issue here. 7 or 8 months, that's why we don't encourage people to get married on the first date, that these things take a while to work out, and sometimes they're negotiable and sometimes they ain't. You may have just run into an ain't. Pippa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Pippa.
I'm dealing with a sister who's depressed and sort of wondering if I could get some advice.
Okay.
I've been pushing her to go to a psychiatrist, and I'm not sure if that's the right thing
to
do.
All right, let me get a little information. How old are you?
I am 34.
How old is your sister?
She's 36.
How many other are you in the family?
Just the mother, no other siblings.
Okay. How close to her do you live?
About 400 miles.
How often do you see her?
Sort of just depends on how well things are going.
Well, on average. I mean, you see her once a year, once a month?
Oh, no, more than that. I mean, probably six times a year, maybe.
Okay. Is she single or married?
She's single.
Okay. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Does she have a history of depression?
Yes.
Starting from when?
I think childhood.
What symptoms are you seeing today that she will be depressed?
Well, you can't get through a phone conversation without her crying. So that's a big one.
Does she have a job?
She does.
Does she go to the job?
Yes, she does. She's struggling right now, but she does go.
What is she crying about? What's making her so sad?
Work, life, everything, I think.
So if you said to her, Sissy, I mean, we can't get through a conversation without you crying. It sounds to me it's time for you to talk to somebody. What would she say?
Well, I've got to the point where she's agreed to go, finally, over years.
Okay.
So now
she's had a history of depression and she's never gone to a therapist?
No, she has gone before, but it was years ago.
All right, so she's agreeing that she should go.
Yes.
So what's the question is, should it be a psychiatrist?
No, I'm pretty sure she's going to need medication. I'm wondering, she doesn't have any health insurance, so it's a big monetary output.
Well, she's got full-time work and no health insurance?
She's an adjunct professor, so...
And the school. But if she's on campus, they probably have a student health service that she can probably avail herself of.
It's community colleges, so they really have like a nurse's office.
I'd give it a try.
Okay, well that we could do.
Yeah, because first of all, they may be willing. They may have a deal with a medical school or whatever. I mean, but look, think of it this way: if she needed kidney dialysis, we'd figure out a way to get it done for her because
yes,
it's life-threatening.
Yeah, we totally will.
So is depression. So, yeah, I mean, I would have her go and talk with somebody on the faculty, you know, the dean or whatever.
That's never going to happen.
All right. Well, I mean, just about health services, not to talk with the dean about her personal problems. You don't want to mix those two things. But I would have her trot over to the health service and just see what the deal is because if nothing else, they can probably get her medication at cost, if not the referral. And, yeah, I'd probably start her, if not with a psychiatrist, at a mental health clinic that has a psychiatric component to it. Because we know, because all the research has said in the last 5 years, that we know that medication plus traditional therapy plus exercise is the most effective way of treating depression.
Right.
And maybe what you do is say to her, hey, look, instead of getting you a birthday present, a Christmas present, I'm going to start a therapy fund for you. So, you know,
we've sort of done that. I'm wondering this may sound incredibly naive, if trying to just get her exercising and get her life under control, that might not be a better use of funds. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can ask her. There is no harm in trying something that is non-invasive, not expensive, and instantly available. But what you do is that you have to be rigorous about it. You have to be honest about it.
Right.
If it were my sister and she had no health insurance, would I say, look, go hit the health food store, stay off of alcohol, get some daily exercise, write in your journal, and try St. John's Wort? Yeah, I would, because St. John's Wort is cheaper. It's eight times more common in Germany than Prozac is. You don't need a prescription for it. But any medication you can make yourself sick on. So, but if your sister is, the question is her depression so incapacitating, so debilitating that she's not going to be able to do this? If not, there's nothing to be lost except some time, which may be valuable, but by saying, okay, get up, you and I will call you every morning, we'll get up and we will, we will talk on our cell phones and we will run around the block four times together, that you'll do a volunteer activity, you'll start yourself on St. John's Wort, you'll stave off alcohol, you'll write in your journal every night. Do I think there's any harm in that? No, I don't, unless she's suicidal.
No, unless she's not, but she's just above that.
Well, but so what do you have to lose? What does she have to lose? The answer is nothing, as long as she's willing to be rigorous about it, to not overdose on St. John's Wort or the Stairmaster, and to see what happens. I mean, is there any harm in that? No, unless she is beyond being able to do that. And one of the problems about depression is that there's a lack of energy, there's a lack of focus, there's a sadness, there's a lethargy to it. So she can do that. it's useful on a whole bunch of different levels. If she cannot, then I think you have to not make her feel awful that she can't do that, not beat her up about it or have her beat herself up about it, of saying, well, if you're a really good person, you could do this. That's one of the hallmarks of depression, is really that lethargy.
Yeah, I know. I think you clarified something for me, because I don't think she's able to do that, because she knows full well that she needs to exercise and do all things and can't do it. So
that notion of, well, if you know, you can do it, it's all a matter of will, is a misunderstanding.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I think you need to do that. 855-993-7569. We had the better part of an hour, so not a bad thing to do, as you may have found out that the Ebola patient in Dallas did die today. That is certainly hard for him and hard for the family. I was actually talking with some people about it yesterday and said, look, here's the deal. That either the United States Health Department is going to be able to contain this, and so there's worrying about it makes no sense at all, or they're not, at which point worrying about it makes no sense at all.
Right.
That it's just one of those things that you're... I mean,
it's out of our control, out of our hands.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you can certainly wash your hands more than you ordinarily
do. Yeah.
And my hands are fairly chapped right now. But I mean, there's just really literally nothing to be done about it, and so you do the best you can. I mean, and someone said, well, is there a possibility? And it's not airborne, which we know. But is there a possibility that it could be? Come. And the answer is, yeah, mutations are mutations. But at this moment, given the fact that there's literally nothing you can do about it, except probably not go to Liberia anytime soon. And obviously, if hopefully people will be forthcoming about if this is something that they've done so that we can be a little bit more protective. But and of course, the problem are the numbers, of course, because... I think the original outbreak was something like, 10,000 or something, and then we're now up to, in the millions. And when the numbers go, that just means that they have no control over it. So, and that's certainly the worrisome part. Realistically, as I said, that either it will be able to be controlled, and our healthcare system is significantly better, or it won't. And if it won't, someone said, well, you could stay in your house. Why? You want to be the last man standing? And this, as many of you know, I was down at World Trade Center for about 7 weeks after September 11th, and I had a gas mask. And after about the first 3 hours, first it was hot, and I'm a little claustrophobic. And I thought, first of all, because they were concerned that there were biological weapons, that was part of what was down there, but I thought, first of all, I'm relatively strong for a woman, but somebody could take that away from me, and number one, and number two, do I want to be the last man standing? And I think, so there are things to worry about. It may be one of those times that you, for the next month or two, you don't necessarily put a huge amount of money in your retirement fund, or maybe you do. All right, but it's basically, if it's out of your control, it's out of your control, which it is. Wash your hands. 855-99-DR-JOY. Suzanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm well, thanks. How am I going to help you, Suzanne?
Well, I have actually two situations, both involving family members. I'm from a pretty large family, and we had our first of 60 grandchildren get married two and a half weeks ago.
First of 6-0 or 1-6?
6-0.
Jeez Louise.
And that's just one side. My other side has 30. So we have a large family is saying it,
That's, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so the wedding was beautiful and it was just really nice. And so the father of the one who got married sent out an email to all the siblings saying, oh, this is a wonderful wedding, and thank you for coming. And he said when the bride and groom opened up their gifts, his side of the family was very well represented, and I was really upset that our side, that there weren't many people who gave gifts. And this was 2 weeks after the wedding.
Whoa.
And it was kind of like you all ate and you drank and you danced, but you weren't grateful that you didn't give a gift.
Well, first of all, that's a tacky thing to do. It's not a contract. It's an invitation. Number two, you have, in theory, a year to get him a gift.
Right. Right, right. And that was my, I mean, he was sent out, it was a bulk email. So some people actually did, we actually gave a gift at their engagement party. We gave them a larger than normal sum of money because we thought we'd give this to him now so it can help them with the wedding.
Sure.
And said that in our card, but we didn't say that to him because that's none of his business, really.
Absolutely.
You know, it was the bride and groom. So, I mean, a few of the siblings have responded, and to everybody, which I'm not sure that's the best thing. And I'm just thinking, do we just let it go? Do we just,
I would just let it go. He's wrong. He's wrong on about 15,000 different levels.
Right.
But I would. This is a stupid and cheerful because you're going to start a war otherwise.
Well, that's Two siblings already responded, and it was a little. You could sense the tension. I mean, he has another child getting married in June.
It's not a contract. It doesn't say if I invite you to the wedding, you have to come up with a commensurate amount of cash or a gift. That's not what it is, number one. So it's number one, not a contract. Number two, how tacky is that to say shame on you? Number three, his timing is wrong that you guys are allowed to take up to a year to give a gift.
Right, right. I mean, that was my thought. I didn't know if I just sent him personally.
You know what I would do? Here's what I would do. Are you close to this dude?
Enough. Yeah. I mean,
Okay. Here's what I do.
Probably the one that was the most involved in the whole wedding. So.
All right. What I would do is I would just give him a call and say, "Hey, listen. I just thought several people have probably already told you this, but I just thought for your information that it might be useful to know that people invited to the wedding have up to a year to send a gift."
Yeah.
I would do it as a phone call and that, oh, hey, brother, you know, you may not be as steeped in wedding lore as the girls in the family,
right.
But they actually technically everybody. So, you know, because he should back down. He's wrong.
I was just shocked when I read. I was just like,
yeah.
But it sounds like
it's one of those things that unfortunately he hit send before somebody had a chance to say, let me explain to you what this is going to do. Anybody who hasn't sent a gift is going to say, I'm not sending a gift. This is rude. Anybody who has already sent a gift is saying, well, you know, when the next one comes along, I'm not going to bother.
Yes.
I mean, so no matter how you look at it, there was nothing productive. You can't shame people into giving a gift. And he's, not to mention, he's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And what he may want to, and so what I, if I were really close to him, what I would do is call up and say, sweetie pie, let me explain something to you. First of all, you need to be a little bit more up to date on your wedding etiquette lore, which is people have a year to send a gift, number one. And number two, what you may want to do, completely up to you, but if I were in your shoes and I were the little good angel sitting on your shoulder, what I would do is send out an email saying, do you know what? I think I just had an attack of the, oh my goodness, I've lost my first child blues. Please completely disregard any emails you got to me. The bad Joe was sending out emails in my name. Please forgive it. We loved having all of you at the wedding. I know that technically you have a year, and even if you don't, we love having you there. That your presence with a C is much more important than your presence with a T. And, you know, but I'd give him a call. I wouldn't do it in an email because you're going to start a war. All righty?
Okay. I have one more question. Can I?
I'll put you at home. We'll come right back to you. All righty? Give you as much time as you need. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I'm going to tease you with the fact that I'm about to have, probably as early as tomorrow, some really good news for you, all right? That's all I'm saying. And you can tickle me or torture me, and I'm not, hopefully, going to even allude to it again, but I should have it at the very beginning of tomorrow's program, all right? 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, Suzanne.
Yeah.
You're back. We were talking about your brother who, in a moment of, I'm sure his wife was cringing.
And don't even know if she knows about it, so.
Probably doesn't. And if the bride found out, she would, you know, she would throw up. So I would just give him a quick call and say, hey, darling, before, I'm sure that you've already gotten a storm of response, but let me tell you two things. First of all, that those of us who've been planning our wedding since we were in the crib understand that you have a year to send a gift. Second of all, what you probably want to do is send out an email saying, only kidding, somebody's been sending out stupid emails in my name, only kidding, teehee, yeah. That was a joke, April Fool's. Because
yeah.
It's one of those things that can have no positive repercussions whatsoever.
Yeah.
And as his favorite sister, you can probably get away with that. But I wouldn't do it in an email. I would do it in a phone call.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. All right. So my next question has to do with a different
question.
Family member.
Okay.
She lives on a street with a lot of kids, and she has five of her own. So she And so she asked me this question. I had any ideas, and I said, you know what? I'm going to call Dr. Joy and ask her. But She has a problem with setting boundaries with other families. She has kids over her house, like, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And her 10-year-old, you know, they'll come home from church with donuts, and they want to have, like, a family breakfast, and there's, like, you know, 10 kids playing basketball at her basketball hoop because they have one of the only ones on the street. So,
right.
And then her 10-year-old, you know, flips out and, you know, so she's trying.
Wait a minute. What does the 10-year-old feel?
He wants to play and not be with the family. So it's like he gets home and she said, you know, no, we're going to do, you know, family time now, and you can't go outside until like 11, you know, or whatever time it is, you know, so we can have breakfast together. But then, like, the whole time he's looking out the window and he's, you know, he's moaning, and it's that. And then in particular, there's like a couple families that have, it's single fathers. And they're just not watched very well, so they end up at her house a lot, or even just she doesn't want to like put them down by saying we don't want your kid over, but like the influences she has, they listen to, you know, more explicit music. Like, her son's only 10, so she doesn't want necessarily that kind of influence on him yet. So,
okay,
but
let's make this three separate issues. All right,
okay.
Number one, how do we deal with 10-year-old wanting to go play with his friends, whether it was at the basketball hoop was at his house across the street or across town, 10-year-olds, and it's only begun, would much rather be with their friends than eating donuts with the family. So she's just going to have to get used to the fact that she sets the limit and sort of deals, is cheerful and stupid with them looking out the window and fidgeting. Of just the kids by the time they're at, and she sort of, If the first time it happened is with a 10-year-old, she probably lucked out, because somewhere around, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 is when kids shift from family function to friends. And it's going to get worse, not better. So she just needs to set rules that say, when we come home from church, nobody can go out and play until, you know, come home, change your clothes, have breakfast, and nobody can go out and play until 10:30 or 11 o'clock or whatever it is she wants to do. That's number one. And that's just about setting limits for her own kids. In terms of other kids in the neighborhood coming over to play, what she can do is say, hey, listen, the hours to play, I don't know if she has a gate there or not, which would certainly help.
Completely open.
Yeah, of just putting up a sign saying, you know, you're welcome to play here from 11 o'clock on, you know, and just a sign that says you're welcome to be here from on Mondays from 3 to 4, you know, and just have a sign that says on Sundays from noon to 4 or something. So she could put up a sign. And she may get a little bit of grief, but if there's a sign up saying, hey, kids, listen, the court isn't open till 11 o'clock, then it may be worth it, especially as the kids get older, to actually put up a gate or a fence or something that just says, you know, that when the gate's closed, please don't come in, and we'll open the gates at this and such a time, just like a store or anything else. Or, I mean, in my neighborhood, there's things that say the park is closed between those times and these times. And that may be something that she wants to do. In terms of exposure to older kids, good luck. She needs to hold her 10-year-old responsible for his behavior. And if there are kids who are listening to other music or looking at porn on the Internet, that she needs to say to her son, look, I'm going to hold you responsible for it. And unless you don't really want me picking your friends. And Suzanne, if you remember at this age, what we did was we chose friends who did racy things that our parents wouldn't approve of.
Right, right, right.
But so she needs to hold her kid responsible. There's no way she's going to be able to vacuum clean her kid's friends so that she has only ones that she approves of. It's not possible. And whether they were playing in her yard or your 10-year-old's playing across the street doesn't make any difference.
Well, part of it too is like there's a huge the child who the older kid is probably about 4 or 5 years older, so she doesn't even he kind of comes around and hangs around with her son, and so she's not even sure if she should just it's not appropriate because of the age difference.
How much age difference?
It's about 10 and 14. He's a freshman in high school, and the younger one is a fifth grader.
Yeah, but, I mean, the point is the 10-year-old is coming to play because either there's a better basketball court there. I mean, she's not going to be able to figure out her kid's things, and even if she could say that the 14-year-old can't come over and play with the 10-year-old, 10-year-old will go to the 14-year-old's house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what, yeah, she did say, you can't go in his house if his parents aren't home, because frequently he's just left to by himself. So she said, she did make that rule.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
But she's like, she wasn't sure if she could talk to the parent or...
It won't do any good. I mean, look, if the parent is saying, if the parent is kind of checked out because, you know, the kid's over there playing, and a 14-year-old is certainly old enough to go play on his own.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old is probably just about old enough to play on his phone.
Right, right. Okay. All right. That's good. I told her I would ask you, and then she could download the podcast and listen to it.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, she just needs to hold her kid responsible for his behavior, and it's okay to say, you know, the hours of the Smith family playground or these hours to these hours.
Yeah, great. Great idea. I'll let you know how it works out.
All right. How to work it?
How it works out. I'll give
absolutely.
We figured summer is coming next year. We might as well figure out how to,
yeah, absolutely.
How to do it before then.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you, Suzanne. Okay, Dana, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Dana.
Oh, hi. Two quick questions I wanted to ask you. I've heard you talk often about the difference between sadness and depression, and I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
Sure which I am. I know I'm one or the other, but I'm not sure. My primary doctor gave me, he told me I had postmenopausal depression, and he gave me Effexor, but it didn't do anything. He upped the dose, and it still didn't do anything, and then he weaned me off, and I'm still feeling kind of crummy, so I don't know what's...
All right, well, Dana, first of all, I don't want you on psychotropic medication from your primary physician. I want you, if you're on psychotropic medication, you need to be on somebody for whom that's a specialty, which is a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Number one. All right, what are the... When you say crummy, can you be any more specific?
Don't want to get out of bed, don't want to go to work, don't want to be around any people, just... thinking, why am I here? What am I supposed to
do? Well, that sounds pretty much like depression for me. How long has it been going on?
Several months.
Yeah. All right. How old are you?
52.
Are you at all suicidal or not?
I'm not going to say I would do anything like that. I think about it, but I don't see myself
okay.
doing it.
Listen, I want you If you trust your primary care physician, I want you to call him or her and say, look, I need a reference to a therapist, to somebody who can... Because, look, you got two aspects of depression. One is that you want to treat the symptoms because they can be life-threatening, but you also want to deal with the underlying cause because you don't want to be on medication forever. So, and neither... I mean, in theory, anybody who has access to a prescription pad can put you on medication, but they don't know what's best for you. They're not going to monitor blood levels, and they're not going to be meeting with you on a weekly basis to see what's going on in your life about why you need it. So let's get you to a therapist. And if you're uncomfortable about calling your primary care physician because you've already been to them and they've kind of drop this ball, see if you can find a mental health clinic that's near you that they'll have an intake worker. Let me put you on hold. We'll talk about this in just a tad more, because I don't want to just let you go. But it does sound to me that there's depression is a real issue with you here. Rick, I'll be back with you after we talk a little bit more with Dana. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Dana, who's saying, what's the difference between sadness and depression? And basically, sadness is where you can point to an issue and say, you know, my cat ran away, or I lost my job, you know, I just had a big birthday. Depression is, no matter what I do, it doesn't seem to work. I can't get out of bed. I lost my appetite, or I'm eating like the Russians were in Newark. I'm either sleeping a lot or not sleeping at all. That I have either huge interest in sex or no interest in sex whatsoever. In other words, they're somatic symptoms. They're body symptoms that are alarming, and that I'm crying a lot. The things that used to make me happy don't. That I, you know, not only do I feel the world would be a better place without me, but I've actually specifically thought about how I would manage that. Those are signs of depression, and they are, if they go, I mean, everybody has them every once in a blue moon, or in once of a, I suppose, a red moon, as we're talking about this week. But if they go on for more than a couple of weeks, and they happen more than occasionally, then you're depressed, and there really is treatment for it. And so you need to go to somebody who's an expert, which is a therapist.
Okay.
All right.
I'll contact my primary physician and see what he can come up with.
Well, and if he doesn't, then call up a local mental health clinic and say, because most clinics have good intake workers who are really good at diagnosis and assigning you to people.
Okay. Thank
you. Also, find out what your insurance will pay before you go, if you can.
Right.
Okay, just because that's helpful information. But, yeah, and we know that the three things together, that therapy, talk therapy, medication, and exercise, work all three together much better than any of them separately. All righty?
Gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha,
kiddo.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm glad you called. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You know what? I don't think my problems can be solved in a couple minutes, but I do appreciate you taking my call. I mean, I've been sexually molested by a brother, a sister, beaten by my mother, and cheated on by my wife. And like I said, you could write a good book, a story of my life. So,
or at least a country western song. Where are we starting today?
My wife cheated on me, but she doesn't consider it cheating, and I'm trying
to get over that.
Okay,
wait a minute. How long have you been married?
Close to 25 years.
Okay. When you say she cheated, what did she do?
Well, I found out, you know, when the economy was bad and everything.
No, Rick, don't give me the whole, you know, as you point out, we have limited time, and I need to be able to help you something today and then maybe get you back tomorrow.
I found out 3 days before Valentine's Day in 2008 that she loved somebody else, and she wrote, "I love you, XOXO," with a little teddy bear email to him.
Well, that's stupid, but that's not cheating. No body fluids exchanged.
She was kissing this guy at work. She says it was only a handful of times, but and then I got uninvited to their Christmas party also. She's the first time in over 20 years. So.
Well, but this is 6 years ago. What's going on today?
I don't trust her.
Well, I mean, look, you don't have to stay married to her. You don't even need a reason if you don't want to be married to her. Why are you still there?
Because I didn't do anything wrong, and
we're not talking about wrong. We're talking. Look, you're telling me first of all that sex in your life has not worked very well ever since you were a very young person, and you're telling me that your wife did something which is certainly at very least unpleasant. I mean, she's married to you, and sort of sending Valentine's to other people with "I love you, XX teddy bears" and kissing them.
No,
I said kiss. Well, you know, I agree. I mean, that's really crappy behavior. Let's face it. So, but the point is, it was 6 years ago. So, at that moment, you can either say you need to. This is really tacky behavior, and it may not be technically cheating, but it's certainly rude.
She did nothing wrong, though,
Rick. Rick, we're not talking about her. We're talking about you. That you can say, "I don't like this behavior. You have to promise me it'll never happen again, whether you think it's right or wrong. It's the condition of staying married to you." And then she can then say, "Rick, look, you're just too rigid. I know that sex for you has always been a complicated issue, but I'm going to continue to do this." At which point you can decide one of two things. You can decide, "Look, we have a difference of opinion about appropriate behavior. I don't agree with yours, so if you're not willing to change it, I'm out of here. Adios. Or you can say, well, that's interesting. You may be right. I may be overly sensitive about this area because it's clearly an area that bothers me greatly. So I'm willing to try this for a year, or I'm willing to try it under these circumstances, or whatever. But what you've got yourself in today, Rick, is a situation where you've neither accepted it nor done anything about it, and that's going to give you an ulcer. You don't want to be in that position.
How can you say I've done nothing about it when I've stayed with her and tried to improve?
Well, but you stayed with her, but you're still viewing this as cheating. Rick, you're staying with her, but you're still angry with her. You still view it as cheating. That's putting yourself in a situation where you still don't trust her. You still view it as cheating, but you haven't. You're still staying there. So you've not resolved it in any way. You put it yourself, it would seem to me, in harm's way, because you're saying this is not okay behavior, but you're still there, which gives her the notion that it is okay behavior. Do you see what I'm saying?
Dr. Joy, but it's now it just seems like you're throwing it back on me, and it's like
Rick, it's always back on you to whatever you want to do. You can't change anybody else's behavior. You have to change yours.
And you haven't even asked me what I've done to change things. And you know what? It's no offense. You're just like every other therapist. I went to a therapist and got made fun of by my wife.
Rick, we're not talking about your wife. We're talking about you and what you want.
So should I go out and find another woman like she found another man?
I don't know. I don't know what you want. You haven't told me what you want.
You haven't even asked.
Rick, I've just walked through. I'll tell you, listen, being mad at me doesn't do either of us any good. I mean, I'm only here to help you.
You don't even know the full story, Dr. Brown. I've been molested by my brother.
Rick, you already told me all that. But, Rick, we can't do anything about that. All we can do is what is today going forward. We can't do anything going backward.
Trusted people, though.
Rick, I'll tell you what. Let me give you a homework assignment, all right? What I want you to do is to think about what you want, okay, as specifically as you can.
And I've told
number
her.
One. Pardon me?
And I have told her.
Well, but you haven't told me, and that's the person, you know,
but
I mean.
You didn't even ask. That's what I mean. You're a sound bite. You like sound bites. You're not. You don't delve into deeper problems. You like sound bites.
Rick, we're about to run out of time today. If you'd like me to help you tomorrow, what I need to hear from you is what you want. You're welcome to call me back or not, however you want to do it. If you want to call me back tomorrow, you know the phone number because you called it today. And what I need from you is what you want specifically with respect to your marriage, with respect to your wife, with respect to the event of 6 years ago. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.